The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 493. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Brian Monjoma.
Hello.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
All right, back. We are back with another one. No Chris action. I believe he is away, and Brett, his head hurts, so... No bread action. Okay, so a couple things here. I've always said that even if like a 9/11 type of incident happens, we won't talk about it on Throwdown. And we just had an incident that was akin to 9/11. And I'm going to stick true to my word. I'm not going to talk about it. You guys are here to talk, you know, hear about the video games, get away from all the craziness of the world. And we will provide you with that. But I suspect because of what happened, we didn't get a lot of questions, so this might be a shorter show. So if you haven't already, make sure you ask us some video game questions in the chat. If not, we're going to have a short show. You know, that's how it is, man. Let's jump into it. Alpha Chuck. All right. Can From Software successfully return to smaller, more linear games like Dark Souls and Bloodborne after seeing the expectations of large open world games with Elden Ring? I mean, this is something we kind of discussed before. It's like they're kind of trapped now in a way, you know? It's like people expect these massive, huge games after Elden Ring. So I think they're probably going to do that going forward. Although I think they might hit more of a nicer balance. Like I think the DLC showed you where you could have a little bit of a smaller scale, but still feel pretty big. So maybe they'll do that, but I kind of expect, I could be wrong about this, obviously, but I kind of expect them to go even bigger this next time around, you know? I just hope they don't lose that specialness that made, you know, the Souls games good, you know, that sense of exploration, finding shit out. You're like, oh, what the fuck is that? You know, all that other stuff. But I think they're going to continue along that same trajectory. What about you, Carlos?
Yeah, they're rock stuck in a hard place with this whole scenario, because Elden Ring is not only their best-selling game, it's one of the best-selling games, you know, in the past few years.
Yeah.
It's hit that critical success, that mass critical success that not a lot of games get to hit. And there's games that are way less successful that repeat the same things and try to capture that same, you know, that same fire while selling less titles. So, I don't know. To be honest, I have no clue. I mean, From Software is a Japanese studio. Japanese studios sort of go at the beat of their own drum. Some of them do, but they're not like Western studios, where Western studios, when something hits, they milk the shit out of it, or they go with that same formula over and over and over again until, you know, they're proven otherwise with sales or anything like that. So who knows? I honestly would be happy with not an Elden Ring 2, but, you know, something akin to it, just a different story, different lore, different characters and stuff like that. That would be great, even though it'll take a while. Because From Software makes games fairly fast for, you know, for AA to AAA studio. You know, Bloodborne, the Dark Souls series, Sekiro, Demon's Souls. That's a whole bunch of titles within the last 15 years. And Elden Ring and DLC. So... I wouldn't be surprised if they released a smaller game to be like, oh, well, this is a game, maybe it's a Dark Souls 5 or a Bloodborne 2 or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that, because there's already a baked-in audience for that. And most of the fan base, at least the huge supportive fan base, wouldn't be too upset if they don't just go back straight to like an Elden Ring 2 or something to the scale of an Elden Ring. So yeah, I think that it can go either way, but Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they went smaller or they kept the same formula.
Yeah. What about the rest of you guys? You think they're going to keep on making these giant open world games?
I feel like it's in a place between. Wherever they feel like they are going to make a big game, bigger game, they'll go do it. But I think in general, it depends on the situation, to be honest.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you, Carlos. It's like, yeah, they are a Japanese studio, so they're not exactly going to follow the usual Western trend of milk it until it's dead. But that could still happen, mm-hmm. too. You know, we don't know for sure. But yeah, you're right. The fact that they actually do put out their games a lot faster lets them experiment. Like, hey, this didn't work. Let's try this. Although it's going to be interesting to see if they could match or beat 25 million copies sold. You know, what we saw with Elden Ring. That's not something you see. Increased. You know, how much?
Oh, no, I'm saying, and that's probably already increased with the DLC.
Let's not mention, they released the game in between
Armor Core.
You know, Elden Ring, and it's you know, thing. I'm sure that game didn't do amazingly, but I'm sure the cost of that game wasn't insane either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they're sort of, I don't feel like they feel beholden to Elden Ring. So like I mentioned, I wouldn't be surprised. So something like, okay, we're going to release a Demon's Souls 5 game or whatever number it's up, and it's a smaller game. It's not as huge and expansive as an Elden Ring game, but it'll quench the thirst of the fan base. While there's going to be the new From Software open world Souls-like game that's going to be upcoming in the next 5 to 10 years, and that's what's sort of going to hold up the mess. Like Manny mentioned, there was Armor Core 6, which is a critical success. I don't think it sold anywhere near Elden Ring numbers, but you know, if they can make those that are financially viable, then I think From Software will be more than happy to do those types of games as well, in conjunction with the Elden Ring open world massive AAA titles as well.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, whatever they're going to do next, we probably won't have to wait very long, which is nice. All right, moving on here. Who is this guy? Eurocar? Eurocar 9? Who is this dude? He also has a question about Elden Ring or From Software. What is one thing you'd want to see From Software work on for the hypothetical Elden Ring 2 to make it a better gaming experience? That's a hard one. Like, because I thought they did a pretty good job overall. Maybe make multiplayer a little easier to get into, because it's still weird, you know? You have to go through all these steps. You got to set up if you're playing your boys, you got to set up the password. You got to put the finger down. You got to put the call out. And there's a limited amount of calls you could put out. You have to craft shit. So I guess, yeah, streamline the multiplayer experience is what I would want. But everything else, you know, again, the exploration, the enemies, the builds, the crazy lore that you can't understand unless you go to YouTube, keep all of that. I'm fine with all of that. But yeah, just streamline multiplayer. Just because it's still like trying to get into multiplayer shouldn't be as difficult as defeating a boss, you know, like. Yeah. Come on now. But yeah, Carlos, what do you want to see?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's we're talking about one of the, at least for me, and I'm pretty sure for Tony too, it's one of the best games we've ever played.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes to figure out what, you know, things to get better at. But yeah, if there's one thing that for sure I feel is the thing that it lacks the most, even though when it works, I mean, you don't really care about it. But if you streamline the multiplayer process, I don't know, maybe put out a search symbol, and it's just matchmaking instead of someone trying to run all over the place to pick up the the summon symbols, which, we've been working on it. When I was playing the last final boss, it took like half an hour to try to get teammates.
Crazy.
Because you would just see only a certain amount of summon symbols can pop up when you're trying to get with randos. It's like more, maybe three or four at a time, and as soon as they pop up, you have to get them, because if you don't, someone else is going to get them like really quick. Like it takes like less than a second to get those. So it's just kind of annoying the way it was done. So that would be something that they can update. And as far as more of a tertiary thing they could update, I 100% agree with Tony. The lore is great. shout out to Railroad for working on that.
You know,
hopefully, whatever comes next is to the level of the same lore. But I would say helping out the story a little bit more, just to not have to explain everything, but just more story would be through cutscenes. At least for me, I feel it'd be a little bit of a better addition to the franchise.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like the fact that I don't know what the hell's going on. It makes it more fun to me. I don't know why. You know, I like not knowing shit. I'm like, I don't know. Like you asked me, hey, what happened? I have no fucking idea. I didn't watch any of the videos. I didn't read the item descriptions. None of that stuff. All I know is shit is crazy and there's monsters. You got to kill them.
Which is interesting because you're the yeah. story guy.
Yep. I'm the story guy. But with this game, I don't care about any of that. Just give me the monsters. Give me the cool castles and crazy monsters to kill. You know, like I said, I view these games kind of like 3D Castlevania. And on that end, they're perfect, you know?
Yeah. I think the one thing about like their From Software's world is that the way they sort of set it up, and even with this one, where it's like if you were a rando dropped in this world, right, and you have this one thing that you're supposed to be doing, you probably wouldn't know every single bit of what is going on in the world in general, right? Like you, in other words, unless you came in well-knowledged, right? So any information that you don't know is the only information that you know is the stuff that you've been able to absorb from whatever things that you've got. And that's kind of like what, you know, if you were in a real world like that, you wouldn't know all the lore of that place.
Yeah. Right? But the thing is, like, even as you go through it, you don't know anything that's going on either. And you don't know, even until you beat the game, you don't know what the hell happened. You're just like, okay, I'm going here, killing this monster, going over here, killing this monster. So even like, because I see what you're saying, like that does work initially, but you would kind of learn about the world as you progress. But unless you start reading all the item descriptions, you won't know what the fuck's going on either. Like literally ask me anything, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what I was doing.
There's also, there's a combination of like item descriptions and just looking at the pattern of things. You know, like you notice like, okay, wait, anything related to this one thing seems to all be related to snakes. Okay, what's that mean? You know, like there is answers if you're looking for answers, but it's not giving you the answers if you're just passively enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, but again, like they let you choose whether how invested you want to be in their world, which is interesting for a game, right? Most games, it's just like, okay, they mostly will hand feed you the story, the plot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I will say this. I do not want them to explain anything. Like I'm with Tony. I do agree that sort of like, where am I? Like, what am I doing kind of stuff is kind of cool. Cause you know, it just adds to the mystery of the whole lore. But when I say like, I would like more cinematics, I would say like this, let's say, like we go into the Mace Manor. Remember, Tony, Mace Manor is in the Abyssal Woods. When you go in, it'd be cool. Like you go inside the door and there's like this animation or like a cutscene of something. It doesn't have to explain anything, but it'd be cool to see like, oh, like someone gets killed there or something. I don't know, some lore thing to throw at us. I feel like doing that and just not that much, like maybe like a snippets in different places throughout the world. Like when you get to the dragon pits.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that'd be kind of cool, like to add that, just to add a little bit more, a little bit more cinematic to bump the story just a little bit, not to explain it, but to help flesh it out through visuals.
Yeah. All right, man. Moving on here, another one from Mr. Eurocar. Who on the panel plans to buy Black Myth Wukong? Since it's a new game from a developer we're not familiar with, what's something you are expecting from watching gameplay trailers that you feel will give you a good experience? This is another one of those games where I'm like, I don't really, it's like, I kind of see like FromSoft. I'm like, just give me cool battles, give me cool environments and I'm happy. But I will say, since it's from a Chinese studio, I kind of want a different flavor than what I get from a Western or Japanese or even Korean game. You know, like I want it to feel different. You know, I want it to taste different. So that'll be cool. But yeah, you know, at the core, cool combat, cool monsters, and like a big area to explore, you know. But, you know, I think I've only seen the initial launch trailer and like something else after that. Because with me, it's like if I'm already sold on a game, I'm not going to keep watching 50 million trailers. You know, it's like I'm good with one. You sold me, I'm good. You know, but yeah, that's pretty much what I want.
I already bought it.
You crazy?
I mean, you could pre-order it already. So yeah, I already bought it. So
yeah. What about you, Carlos? For no apparent reason.
Yeah, I feel like I agree with the combat, and I also agree with the enemies, the bosses. I feel you know what's a cool thing about, you know, we're talking about Elden Ring previously. Elden Ring has a lot of parallels with like Monster Hunter and the enjoyment that we had on that game. And I hope, even though I think I asked this question previously, but I don't think this is a multiplayer experience.
No, it's not.
But even if they can do it from a single player experience, you know, having all these different bosses and monsters and each one of them being unique and having their own flavor and being able to have their own difficulties and stuff, I feel like would be something that I'd look forward to if the game can deliver on that.
Yeah. Who else is thinking about getting Black Myth Wukong or playing it? Rich, Brian?
I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah.
First and foremost, a very good question by this Eurocar fellow. Even though I heard this individual is going to be playing Concord, so I don't know why they're talking about Black Myth Wukong. So, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. One thing I will say, just like with you, Tony, I haven't really watched too many trailers. I was sold on when we saw the initial trailer, and then, of course, our very good friend Torrance Davis. He was the one hyping up this game from the minute that they showed it. So I want to go in blind, but I will say I'm very curious to see how they handle the boss battles, because that's one thing that I really enjoyed about Stellar Blade. And when I played that first demo for Stellar Blade, I did get my tail kicked a lot of times. Yeah. Eventually, I figured out how to get through the boss battle. So I'm just curious to see how this game handles boss battles and then everything else with the world and the story and the characters.
Yeah. Brian, any interest in Wukong?
Partial interest. I'll just have to see how things are. Again, it does look very good. It looks very nice. But it just happens to come around the same time as Warhammer, Space Marine 2, and Stalker 2 as well. So it's kind of at a bad time for me. But it does look nice. I have heard good things that it's not exactly a Souls game, per se. So it doesn't have the whole, you drop all your souls on death, and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm okay with that. I'll just have to see how the moment-to-moment gameplay would be. So what happens between the boss fights, you know?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Remember, guys, if you have any video game questions, send them now, because you only got 3 more to go, you know? All right. Moving on here. Mob hits. All right. Speaking about Concord, people, did the panel get the chance to play Concord? I got to try it out. I'm not going to waste my time and go through the many things this game does wrong. Let's just say another Sony games as a service game is dead on arrival. I'm going to guess Mob Hits didn't like this game very much, even though I'm seeing some people on my timeline who did like it. But I don't know. I had no interest once I saw that. There's a trailer. I'm like, this looks like trash. I'm good, you know? But Rich, I heard you had a lot of interest in this game, so I'm curious to know if you got to play it.
Well, I don't know who your source is on this, Tony, but let me answer the question and say, hell no, I have no interest in the game. And it's not just because I'm actually visiting family in Boston. So I'm not near my console to check out the game. If I was near my console, I probably wouldn't check it out because I didn't get access to this beta. I know there were some people that had earlier access to it. I didn't get an earlier access to it, and I didn't take advantage of the free period. So I'm not really interested in it. I have seen a lot of people, some people we know and others we don't. They've had some mixed thoughts on it. So We'll see what happens. But I did hear that Carlos and Chris, they are excited about the game, so I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say before I get a chance to try it out.
Yeah. I will say this, though, before Carlos jumps in. The only people I've noticed that seem to be happy with the game, I'm sorry to say it, are journalists. I haven't seen the regular people seem to not like this game, and apparently there was like less than 1,000 folks playing it. It's not very good, you know? But yeah, very interesting that the only people... Rich, have you noticed that too? The only people that are really liking this game are like journalists and influencers.
Which makes sense because Rich likes it.
Oh, shoot. Excuse me? But yeah, Rich, have you noticed that? Like regular gamers, they don't seem to really care.
I have noticed that. I've also noticed some other aspects about the game that I'm not going to talk about on here, but... we know that maybe this is a game that received some consulting of some sort.
Yes.
And you can tell by how you look at how certain stuff is in the game, the design, the characters. So, yeah, very interesting.
All I'm going to say on that end is I saw a certain bear, right, say that they were impressed with the character design. And that's how you know that was Cap, you know? And when I say Cap, I mean the way we used to use the word capping, which is shilling. But, you know, we but it could also be the modern version of Cap, lying, you know.
I just feel like none of us even care about these multiplayer games as a service type games. So, I feel like a lot of people are just hating on it because it's the hotness to hate on it, and then a whole bunch of people are liking it because they feel like they need to be the counterbalance, and I feel like no one's really talking about the game. But for us who are not really don't really care about these types of games, you know, it doesn't really matter because it could be the best version of what this type of game is. We're not going to play it anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I said that when we saw the announcement. I was like, games as a service game, I'm good. That's all I needed to hear. That's all I needed to hear. I mean, there's other aspects of it which are turnoffs too, but that's the main one for me. Like, I wouldn't play this type of shit anyway. You know, like I said, I'm done with the Destinies and the Divisions of the world. I'm good, you know? So Concord, and it seems like the people have spoken. So we'll see, man. I would ask Brian, but I already know your answer. You know, with this bullshit.
No, but I did hear that they are going to extend the beta for like one more day. So... I guess that's the thing, but at the same time, it's just the age-old question of why on earth would you release a quote-unquote beta 1 month before the game comes out?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we seen this and things have actually changed? Like, I still remember Battlefield 3 quote-unquote open beta, like a month before launch and how awful that was, and... On launch, things were still bad, and then that trend carried on with Battlefield 4 and Hardline, and it's just, I just don't believe them that if there is anything wrong, that it'll be fixed. So even in that aspect, yeah, I don't know. And again, there's always the age-old problem of it's a game that's late to a genre that's completely saturated, so... But I don't know. And someone actually said something like really funny that I didn't notice until just now. Sony are refusing to do anything with Bloodborne, but yet they are making Concord happen.
Yeah. Hold up real quick.
Never realized that.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting one. Shout out to my man Ghost Deeney. What's going on, man?
Mr. Deeney.
He said, okay, there we go. Somebody with hands-on knowledge, man.
There you go.
Played Concord yesterday. I had a good time with it. Not sure how other people feel about it, though. Yeah, I mean, that's all that matters, right? If you liked it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the panel is not interested. And I think I could also speak for Chris and Brett on that one as well. They're not interested either, you know.
The one,
I mean, if it was an Xbox exclusive.
No, you think Brett will be down?
I don't know.
That's what the fans are probably thinking, though. You know,
it's funny because like I wasn't interested in Concord, but there was that one game that's a free to play game. It's by the same guys who did like you know, Honkai Star Rail or something like that. But the style to the game looks really cool. So I just wanted to, you know, see what they were doing as far as the cel-shaded anime look. It's a really nice looking game. I can't remember the all I know is it has three Z's in it.
Oh, Zenless. Like, you mean the Genshin Impact people, right?
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, that game actually looks really nice.
Zenless Zone Zero.
Yeah, that one looks very. The style to that game is really nice looking, and the cinematics look very well animated. So, and you know me, I like looking, you know, that sort of stuff. So I downloaded it. I'm gonna check it out, but I'm not like interested in that type of game. But
did you feel that way about Genshin Impact? Because to me, because I actually did get to play Zenless Zone. I was at some Apple event, and I'm like, oh, this is just, this looks and plays just like Genshin Impact.
I never played Genshin Impact, but I feel like Genshin Impact also suffers from a lot of it derives its a lot of things from other things. This one looks like a little bit more, definitely has that sort of Persona feel to it, but I feel like it's a little bit more original feeling than that Genshin Impact game was. Like, I remember, like, back when it first came out, they were saying that it was stealing animations and stuff like that from other games, you know. So we'll see. I'm more, it's a free game. Why not check it out? So that's what I was looking at. That Concord game, I mean, there's nothing in that game that really interests me. Here's the funny thing. Like, that trailer, though, like, I thought it was like, oh, okay, are we doing like a Guardians of the Galaxy thing where we have like a bunch of few characters together and they're sort of quipping and whatever? I would have been more interested in a title like that than this sort of, multiplayer thing.
Yeah, Overwatch ripoff, because it's obvious trying to do, you know.
Exactly.
Also kind of off topic, but since he's here, so we got our good friend Reggie Butler in the house, Killer Instinct. Manny, I just want you to know he now refers to you as the GOAT because he thinks you're awesome at art.
Oh, really? Well, did you just find my work or something?
No. He's always said that, but he gives people nicknames. So now that's yours.
I'm the GOAT. Okay, apparently.
Yeah, this is what he said in our Rich. In the private chat, we have me. So I do the private chat I have with Rich, Reggie, and Gary. He calls Gary, the king. he goes, I think Emilio is the GOAT when it comes to art. He brings a certain type of magic to his craft. So he wanted you to know
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Good stuff. All right. All right. Let's keep moving on here. Shout out to Reggie. Shout out to everybody in the chat. It goes, Didi even says it's just Overwatch. There you go. Overwatch.
Overwatch with not as compelling looking characters. Like, Overwatch has really nice
those character designs look pretty terrible, in my opinion.
Yeah. They're kind of weird.
Yeah. Another one for Mr. Mob Hits. When was the last time you guys paid full price for a game, and which one was it?
Last time we paid for a full price for a game, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, the Elden Ring.
I was about to ask the same thing. if it counts, that's the one I paid. There you go. I paid full price for that.
Black Myth Wukong?
That counts.
I guess that's the last thing I bought.
And that's going to be the next thing that me and Tony, unless Tony gets a code or something like that, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, that's going to be the next thing for me.
Yeah, Wukong will be it because again, like I said, it's weird for me to answer these type of questions. I typically just get most of the games I am interested in playing. I'll just get in for a review. It's rare I buy games in general, but I did buy Elden Ring and I did pay full price, so I'm going to count that. But that was years ago. I did buy the original Elden Ring too. I think I did. I'm not sure if I got a code for it. It's been so long. But the Elden Ring DLC I did buy, Rich, what about you? What was the last game you paid full price for?
Oh, Rich gets all easy. He gets all his games.
He gets all of them. You're more than me, you know?
Well, not every game, but here's the question. Yeah. Is the other part of that question, were you happy or disappointed with the purchase, or is it just
the last time you
purchased?
Yeah, it's just
okay. Well, this is going to surprise some people. The last game that I purchased and spent full price for, Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh,
now remember, I actually got the $99 edition. The GameStop. Decided. Oh, let me go ahead to GameStop and get this premium edition with the DLC. And I have to say, that was the last time that I would ever buy the DLC to go along with the game, because while the game was great, that DLC was very lackluster. And then turns out later they actually released another expansion for the game. I did get that for review, so yeah, that was good, but very disappointing experience. So, because you know, Warner Brothers always will find a way to get as much money out of the customer as possible, and sometimes they do not deliver. Most of the time, they don't deliver, especially with the fighting games. But it is what it is.
Yeah, Ghost Dini says the last one for him was Rise of the Ronin.
Oh,
I mean, now, Brian, I'm interested to hear your answer because you typically don't get games at full price with your PC powers.
That is true. I don't often buy games, really. But the last game I did buy was Dragon's Dogma 2.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and this year might actually be a very strange year for me. I might actually buy three games in the launch window, so the first week. So Dragon's Dogma 2 was one of them, Space Marines 2, and Stalker 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's some wild very strange stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think for the fun of it, I might just buy Concord and send it to Richard.
He'd probably appreciate that.
Yeah. That's a sneaky good question, actually. I mean, unless it's me and Manny, because for the most part, Rich and Tony get their games from reviews. And Brian notoriously does not buy his games game one for the most part. And Brett he's in the house of Game Pass.
Yeah. Chris would probably be a guy, Chris could answer this, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, Brett's a Game Pass guy, so he's not paying full price. Mortal Kombat 1 sucks, says Ghost Dini. Oh, he goes, I was so bad about it. I heard that game was trash, which is disappointing, because the one before that was, like, highly well-regarded.
Is he talking about the recent Mortal Kombat game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that story, towards the end of that story campaign, very rushed. And obviously they're going to have another expansion like they did for 11. I could see that coming.
Yeah,
only a matter of time.
Yeah, Ghost Dini says I buy most of my games day one. Yeah, generally same here. You know, when I buy games, I do get them day one. That we had a question about that too, about day one games. I'm like, I get them day one, man. Oh, it was about sales. It was like somebody asked us. I think it was Jay Shep asked us, what games did you buy on sale? I'm like, my problem I have with sales is, I already own most of the games that are on sale that I want, you know. I'm not one of these dabblers, you know. It's like, oh, let me try this, you know. It's like, even though, like, I may not get a game or play a game ever, it is still a game I would play. I'm not going to just buy something, like, some crap for a dollar, you know. So, yes, even, you know, because I have the Steam backlog of shame like everybody, but they're still all games I would play, you know. It's not like, oh, let me try Barbie's Horse Adventure. It's only 99 cents. Like, no, no, no. Get out of here with that bullshit, you know? All right, man. Moving on here. And again, unless you have any more gaming questions, this is the last question of the night, people. And this is a question we've been asked before, but, you know, since we got to fill up some time here, and we do have Rich around, I'll ask you because he may provide an answer here. Black Metal Gamer. All right. What is your favorite mediocre franchise? A franchise that's not the best, but you like it for some reason. For me, it would be Double Dragon. It's a lot. It's very mid, but it's iconic. The answer I always give is I don't really like I don't really like those type of games. Games that I like tend to be like, I guess maybe the Order 1886 falls under that. But the question is franchise, you know, not game. Yeah. So I don't really have franchise like that where it's like, it's just, cause I'm like, if I'm not going to play a franchise, that's just, man, it has to be, you know, like it has to be up there. And obviously I'm not going to play trash. That's my answer to this question every time. It's like, I don't play those type of games, you know?
Well, I will say it depends on when the question is asked, because there were times where Street Fighter was meh. There were times where,
but overall, you know, Street Fighter as a franchise, even though they've had some individual games that may not have been all that, the franchise itself was still Street Fighter. You know, like you would classify Street Fighter as a meh franchise overall, even with some shitty games.
I see,
you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good point. Then I guess that changes my answer.
Uh-oh. But Rich, I want you to get in here, man, because I don't think you've ever answered this question before on Throwdown. So I'm curious to hear what you have to say.
Yes, I do have an answer to this question. And by the way, for you particular, Tony,
yeah,
you will have an answer for this question later this year, because there's a game coming out that that's going to be a bad experience. And then as a result, everything falls down from that. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
But mine's is Mass Effect, because that Andromeda game, that to me, completely just no interest whatsoever. I know they're working on another Mass Effect. I do want to see that, but Andromeda was garbage. So that, hands down, that left a very bad taste in my mouth. So obviously I love the original trilogy of Mass Effect, but yeah, that other game, that was not it.
Yeah. But see, I wouldn't even count that, because there's still more good games than bad games, you know?
That's a good point. That's a fair point. Yeah. Yes.
Like, I mean, after that's your answer, that's cool. But I'm like, that doesn't count either. I wouldn't personally count it, at least, you know? Reggie's like, excuse me? Yeah. And man, I know your answer is kind of like mine. It's like, you don't really play meh franchises that you know are just meh.
Yeah, I mean, like a franchise that, I mean a franchise that ended up being meh. Like, you know, in other words, like, I don't know. Like, it could be a situation where, like, it's a franchise that's seen as meh by the rest of the world.
Yeah,
you know, count. Compared to what I, you know, what I think.
But
to be honest,
I think for this one, it's like, it's one that you know is meh, but you like it anyway.
I mean, it's not even a franchise, but The Bouncer's a meh game.
Yeah, but it's not a franchise, though. Yeah,
it's not a franchise.
But that is a good example.
Yeah, I don't. That's a good example. Well, yeah, I don't know. Like, there's definitely games that have never. You know, I guess they order 1886, but that doesn't count either, because it's not a franchise. There's only one.
Yeah, and the Gravity Rush games don't count because they're good. You know,
they're good. They're good games. It was critically acclaimed. Just the rest of, you know, they just didn't make the money that he did. So yeah, nobody hated those games.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, I can't really think of. You know, like one of those types of games that I like, that's just like, eh.
Or franchises. Yeah. Again, these are the answers we always give with this question. Brian, what's yours? You know, because you like some interesting games and franchises, so maybe you'll have a good answer here.
That means Tony saying, you like shit franchises, Brian.
I know, right? Just like a sly insult there. Like, yeah, just insult Brian a little bit. But Lost Planet. That's the only one
I knew that was your answer.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of it. So most of them aren't really franchises. Because at first I thought, okay, maybe the Infamous games. But the first one was all right, had good potential. Second one was really good. Third one was kind of by the wayside. So I thought, okay, Infamous kind of counts. But then I was like, no, but Lost Planet even more so. That was very, like, a 6-7 out of 10, and stayed that way until it died. So, yeah. And as you said, it was a franchise.
Yep.
So, Lost Planet. I can't think of anything else, really.
Yeah. I just saw a really funny meme on Twitter right now. It's like, it says 4G, and it's like this really super pixelated image. 4G internet, super pixelated image. Then the same image, also 4G internet, when there's an ad. You ever notice that? You're in a shitty looking stream, and all of a sudden the ad looks fucking perfect, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's where they get you, man. That's the internet convoluting against everyone.
Yeah. It's the things that make you go, What's up?
I feel like, but I don't play this franchise as much anymore, but I am playing the new installment.
Excuse me?
Call of Duty.
Oh, shit.
You know, Call of Duty has its high points, its high moments, but it, for the most part, it's just, for me, it's just middle of the road, you know? It's not bad, but it's not, you know, great. I know Rich disagrees. I know Adam disagrees, because every year this is it.
Actually, Carlos, that is an excellent choice, because Adam did not like the last game either. So, yeah, they do have their up and downs with different releases.
Yeah, so I feel like Call of Duty might be my answer.
Like, obviously, I'm not a duty head. But I think that that actually does qualify as a meh franchise that people know is meh, but they keep coming to, you know?
I got another one.
Another one? Another one.
I got another one. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you would fall in this boat.
Uh-oh.
It's fucking Destiny.
Yeah, but we Destiny left that shit, you know?
But, I mean, we played the last one.
Yeah, that's true. We played the first two. Let's say yes, because we did know it was not that great, but we still played it. Yes, I'll allow it, even though we jumped. And I'm Adam.
Oh, Dirk.
The vision. let's be real. Let's be real, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a franchise. There's two of those. Actually, it's two of them and some expansions. So, and we knew they were mid. We played them. You know, it's
Adam
not.
Adam fell in love.
Got to go back to New York. What's the snow?
Wow, I don't know about this DC shit. I think it's supposed to be summer. It's not even snowing.
Yeah. Reggie says Destiny 2 is good right now. Final shape, Lord. I feel that. I hear that from every single time there's a Destiny fucking DLC, people say that. You got to come back. It's better than ever. No, it's not.
Come back.
I fell for that shit twice, and I was like, no, you're not going to get me a third time, bro. What's different now? No, it's not. It's crazy. All right, man. I would include the Witcher franchise. Witcher 3 is the only good one. Shit.
Oh, damn.
I would have to disagree. Witcher 2 is also really good. The first one is the one that's kind of on the, it's like ropey-esque. But yeah, second one was quite good as well.
Yeah, I heard people like the second one. You know, like when that dropped, people were going crazy. So, and then obviously Witcher 3 was like the big one. Yeah, get the big ones. I'm not saying you have to come back, but they made some great sandbox changes and the story is really good. I'm glad you like it, man. You know, I always say that. Glad you like it. I don't take people's shine away. I don't take their happiness away, you know. Although some people do get upset when I tweet out stuff, you know, that I don't like. But it's like, yeah, but that's just me giving my opinion. I'm not going into your thread to tell you're wrong. I don't do that type of shit. I'm giving my opinion, but people love to give me theirs, you know, very interesting.
Wait, which Destiny is Reggie talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, he's talking about Destiny. Yeah, he likes Destiny. It brought him back. Hey, that's good. That's good, you know? All right, man, we're done. You know, another good show. Like I said, a little bit of a shorter one, but we still pulled it through. Manny, what's going on in your world?
Well, if you guys don't remember from the last bunch of times I talked about it, but the TMNT 40th anniversary special by IDW Publishing is out on the field. So you can go pick it up at your local comic book store and you can go pick it up online. I have me, Kari Randolph, and Lloyd Goldfein, originals who worked on the show. They got us back to do a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003 story. I drew a cover. Me and Kari did a cover together, and we did the interiors together. So, yeah, it's out there. Check it out if you're interested in Ninja Turtles. Also, on my YouTube, I actually did I did a watch-along with of the 40-minute the time lapse of me drawing the cover that I had originally drawn. So Nice. It's actually an hour show because I let it run twice because I was just answering questions. But yeah, it's on my YouTube. So if you on my Twitter, you can check it out. It's listed in there. So yeah, at Emanland. Boop, boop, cool. Boop, boop, boop.
Right. Rich, anything new happen at the Coalition?
Yeah, we do have quite a bit of things that are going to be getting posted up this week. I'm actually working on a review right now for, I got to pronounce this correctly once again. I think I pronounced it correctly on the last show. Kanitsugami, Path of the Goddess. There are going to be reviews dropping for that this week. So I've been playing the game, so I definitely have some things to say about that. So stay tuned for that. And just stay tuned to thecoalition.com. We'll have plenty more things getting posted up throughout the week.
Cool. So I guess you want to talk about that on the Thursday show, Rich?
Oh, yeah. I should be able to talk about it by then.
Okay, great.
The embargo should be up by then.
Yeah, because I saw some people on Twitter talking about it before the world went crazy last night. So there's definitely interest. Stay tuned for our impressions of that, Rich's impressions. Who makes that game again?
This is Capcom.
Capcom, yeah. Yeah. And there's some Okami kind of crossover, I understand.
Yeah.
So pretty good stuff.
It seems like it's a Monster Hunter type of game.
Yeah. Which is interesting. Like Capcom, along those lines, yeah. You already have one of those, you know.
Well, they don't have Japanese. They don't have Japanese Okami. See, I'm a Japanese Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Now, so, but it seems like it's the same sort of control scheme where you're kind of hunting these Oni things.
Crazy, you know. All right, man. That's gonna do it for us. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors are always popping. Also, if you have been watching us on YouTube and like the video, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when our premieres go live. You can find us on every podcast app on the planet. Just search for Throwdown Show. That's two words, Throwdown Show. And of course, throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. Links to everything down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Majoma.
The worst part about what happened over this weekend is now the political discourse is made even worse.
Yep, that's how it is, man. All right, guys, we will see you on the Thursday show, and let's hope no more craziness happens. Later.
Laters.